denial out there.
Are we off?
Great afternoon, everyone.
So we need a motion to approve the minutes of May 22nd.
So moved.
I'll abstain, I want to be present.
Sinetti moves, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Chief Rosensweig, any comments? Rosensweig, sorry.
I will abstain also, I was not present.
So voting in favor are the chief, me, Mr. Gray.
So it's a 4, attorney zero. Right, 4-402?
Yes.
402.
Okay, we have just a quick, we have a case that came up to us back in April of this year.
Make notes.
What's up?
I made notes.
Oh, then you do it.
We're off.
No, we're on the record. This is our new business.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So we had an appellant, it was April, we received correspondence from. He was looking to appeal his revocation.
He initially was looking to find out when his date was for his appeal. Because he had hired an attorney.
So we did not have a denial on file.
Correct, we didn't have an appeal.
So we started to look, investigate a little bit. He had documentation that he hired an attorney on January 10th to file his appeal. He paid $650 as a retainer and actually had an agreement in place. Come to find out, the person that took the retainer, who claimed, I cannot recall if that person claimed as a paralegal or a clerk for the law,
to say a paralegal.
But Reader's Digest version is that person who took the retainer, it was a scam. The appellant was scammed. The law firm that this person supposedly worked for did confirm with us that A, they never received any money, they've never heard of the person, but they have heard that this person that did the scamming has done it before.
Was using their name?
Yes. Under different law firms. The issue we have, so now we're going to flip back a little bit, the original revocation occurred on September 8th of 2024. Do not know what the basis of that revocation is. The appellant claims he never received the revocation notice. SLFU, speaking with SLFU, he never changed his address on his permit, yet he moved. He moved, they sent it to his permit address, he never received the correspondence. SLFU did their due diligence with sending the correspondence to where his permit was. He is responsible for changing his address on his permit within either 48 or 72 hours, so he never did that. He was revoked on September 4th, 24. Fast forward to Halloween, October 31st, 24. He was stopped, unsure why, but had a firearm on him, had his pistol. He ends up getting arrested for carrying a pistol because of his revocation, carrying a pistol without a permit, weapon in a motor vehicle, a couple other charges. Based on that arrest is when he hired the attorney, or attempted to hire an attorney, to do the, represent him in an appeal for the revocation. Sorry, it's very confusing.
It is.
It seems, I can't remember, what was the date we received his, when he contacted us?
He initially contacted us on April.
April 8th. Yep, so he contacted an attorney on January 10th, which is well past the 90 days from the original revocation.
But that's based on statute.
So it's not, they have 90 days. It's nothing we can vote on. But it does say when upon receipt of the revocation. Upon receipt of notice.
But he didn't receive it.
Because he failed to do his due diligence. Exactly. Yeah. And even if you go by the arrest date, November, December, he would have been within his 90 days based on the arrest date.
He was arrested and then a revocation was issued?
Revocation occurred 9-4. I don't know why. Yes, September 4th.
But he never received it.
No, no.
Claims he never received it.
He says he didn't receive it.
Yep. Then he gets stopped in a motor vehicle stop.
In October. So he was revoked in September.
Yep, they run him. He's got a handgun on him. Well, he gets pinched for failure, you know, pistol without a permit, failure to return his pistol, weapon in a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
That case is still ongoing, so he has felony charges pending.
Yeah. What's the question?
Yeah, I know. So, you know, he's asking, what can, you know, is there anything we can do based on his appeal? And based on statute, I think it's very.
I don't think the statute gives us, it's 90 days, it doesn't say.
Well, it says 90 days upon receipt of the revocation notice.
Right, but the address on his permit was not changed,
nope,
which is a crime.
Like he should have, yeah.
Did he already give up his permit?
No, he had the permit on him.
So it's not like they took it and then sent him a revocation,
nope,
whatever incident?
I don't know the incident occurred.
Oh,
he never knew his permit was revoked?
That's his claim. He would have if he had done what he was supposed to do, though, and changed his address on his pistol permit.
But with a pending felony charge, we can't do anything anyway, can we?
Well, I think the question is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is there a way we can allow his appeal to go forward as if he had filed within a 90 days?
I don't think so either.
I think what I'm missing is we don't know what happened, but he got revoked.
For cause.
Yeah. We don't know when he moved. And it's not like he knew he was revoked, then moved.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, I just wanted to sort of air it out a little bit and see if there's a consensus in which it does not appear that we can take that appeal.
How can we unrevoke his revocation?
Well, it's not the revocation. But can we hear an appeal? That's the question before the board.
I'm with the chief. No, we cannot. Yeah. If he resolves this felony thing, reapplies.
Well, he would have to apply to his new where
he
lives.
Right, he would have to start the whole process all over again.
Oh, he doesn't live in the same town anymore?
Well, no, it's revocation.
No, so he was revoked in September.
Yeah.
Didn't receive the notice. Got arrested in October for felonies and misdemeanors and still pending. Didn't contact us until April. After paying this attorney
$650. Yeah.
$3,200.
Oh, was it
$3,200?
I hope they caught that person.
I hope. Yeah, should be out there still doing the scam. I don't know.
I get the issue before the board is, did he file a timely appeal?
But what is a timely appeal if he didn't get the, and I get
well,
it's
if
the,
he didn't
it's the
report
address
his,
thing.
If he
correct.
Didn't, if he didn't change his address with this LFU as he should, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
All they can do is send it to their address.
Right, and he still has these pending charges.
Yeah.
I think just for clarity, the pending charges are irrelevant,
right?
In the fact that he wants to appeal a revocation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If he's claiming that he was not notified properly of the revocation, that's due to him having moved
not
and changed address. I think that makes it his responsibility.
That makes it on him. Yeah,
if
I
there's
agree.
No other circumstance in there.
Okay.
Which it doesn't sound like there is.
All right, so I will try to. I will find a way to contact him because I've got emails from him. So.
That was it. That was the only thing I had.
Contact his $3,200 attorney.
No.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Motion to adjourn.
And we seconded it. Sorry.
I seconded that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
236.